Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, Tamika. How are you doing this morning?
Okay, and yourself?
I'm okay. Tamika, the reason I'm calling is I received a bill with one of my credit cards indicating that I had purchased something from PowerMax Quick Performance. Is that a product that you guys, you know, send out?
It sounds like it. We just service different products. We service over 100 products, and we partner with different companies. What I can do for you, sir, I can get your zip code to see if I have an account for you.
Okay. You need my zip code?
Correct.
92880.
And what is your first and last name?
Joseph Velasquez.
1 second. You say your zip code was 92880?
Correct.
Can you spell your first name for me?
Joseph, common spelling, J-O-S-E-P-H.
Can you spell your last name, please?
V as in Victor, E-L-A-S-Q-U-E-Z.
Okay, Mr. Joseph, I did locate an account for you for security purposes. Can you verify your address, please?
Yeah, it's 14446 Serenade Drive in Eastvale, California.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I see we're back on September 9th, 2021, where you got the neck massager and you pay for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45.
A neck massager?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I paid for a shipping and handling, right?
That's correct.
And how much was that?
You paid the shipping and handling charge of $7.45.
$7.45, yeah. Okay. So that was like a free product that I had to get I had to pay for the shipping.
Yes, sir. But that product, it was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. It's an online web store. And the goods that you get after that, we send you a $125 gift card to use at our Best Consumer Gadget Club. It's an online web store. So that product came with that membership, sir. And it did let you know that you will be billed 48 hours after placing that order. And it billed you. Did bill you the 48 hours after.
What was that? You said it was a factory what?
It's Factory Direct Savings Club. It's an online gadget store, web store.
Okay. And does that come with a recurring charge, monthly recurring charge?
Yes, sir. That was a monthly recurring charge.
And what is the monthly recurring charge?
$49.97.
And that's per month, right?
Correct.
Okay. $49.97. All right. So how can I cancel that that charge in this membership to the Factory Direct Savings Club?
Well, as far as this membership, I can cancel that membership for you, but that amount, there's nothing I can do with that amount because your bank already disputed this charge. So what you will have to do is call us back with your bank on the line if you're trying to get that money back.
I'm not asking to get the money back at this point. I'm asking to cancel my membership in this
already
Factory
did it.
Direct. You already canceled that?
Yes, sir.
For me?
Yes, sir. You need a cancellation number?
Please, ma'am.
C as in Charlie. 258-284-399.
All right, Tamika. Let me just confirm that. This is Charlie 258-284-399, and that is my confirmation.
That's a cancellation number. Uh-huh. That's correct.
That's a cancellation number.
Correct.
I just want to have the right, the correct wording that you guys use.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cancellation number. All right. So I'm not going to be charged this $49.97 any longer.
No, sir.
Today.
It's canceled out. Mm-hmm.
And when was I last charged that amount? Was it this month? Have I already been charged this month in March?
Sir, this account has been canceled because you didn't get charged. Last time was November the 14th. So if you was going to get charged, it would have been December, January, and February.
Okay. Okay. So the last charge you said was on what date?
November the 14th.
Okay. Of 2021.
Correct.
Well, Tamika, thank you so much. I wasn't sure if this account had been canceled or
mm-hmm.
not, but I sure appreciate you taking the time to go over it with me.
Yes, sir.
And provide me with this other cancellation number. Is this cancellation number was that from November, or is that a new one that we did today?
Let me see which one I just gave you. Any time you given a cancellation number, that cancellation number is good for the whole account. So it doesn't matter if it was for amount taken out on February, it still would have been the same cancellation number. So yes, it's for November.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, was I issued that same cancellation number in November, or is this a new one you just generated today just now?
No, sir. It's the same thing that was already in the system because you don't have any charges.
Oh.
The last charge was November.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was made on or about November 14th?
On that day.
Oh, on that date? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're good then, Tamika. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your help with this.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, okay?
You do the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye.